Chapter 20. Contentment in the Village.
The lawyer had been in the village for only a few days when he began to seriously consider discontinuing the journey. After all, many of the people here in the village did not even believe in destiny, and some of their arguments were rather convincing. Day after day, the lawyer asked questions and was given answers. But as the days wore on, his questions became fewer and fewer. One day the lawyer asked one of his new friends where he might find some wine, and was surprised at the offended answer.
But to make wine would require much fruit.
Staring at the clearly insane lawyer, the friend added,
And we do not bear much fruit in compromise.
But the lawyer wasn't insane. He wasn't even unfriendly. He was simply a lawyer. And as such, he chose to press the matter further.
Have you never considered growing fruit along with the grain here in your fertile fields? Fruit would add variety to your menu and provide much-needed vitamins for the health of the village. I believe that adding fruit should be discussed.
If nature had wanted us to have fruit, she would have placed our village on the other side of the Purple Mountains.
The lawyer persisted.
But can you not simply journey to the other side of the mountains and bring back such fruit as grows there? The mountains are only 2 miles away.
You have only recently come into our village.
His friend answered with stiff finality.
So you do not yet know our ways. But you must soon learn to leave well enough alone.
And his friend walked angrily away. Late that night, the lawyer, intuition and faith, were sitting at the northern edge of the village, staring into the sky above the Purple Mountains, when intuition's ears suddenly twitched, and she cocked her head as though listening. Just then, the town's elderly mayor arrived and sat down next to the lawyer.
You ask a foolish question today,
said the mayor.
You're still considered a newcomer to our village, and therefore the people have chosen to forgive you. But in the future, you'll be expected to behave more like one of us.
Well, since I am technically still a newcomer,
said the lawyer,
may I ask just one last question?
Certainly,
said the mayor with a smile. The lawyer looked deep into the old man's eyes and asked,
How did you come to be here?